Festival time comes but 156 times a year for Mark Graham, raving connoisseur and author of A Year of Festivals in Ireland. He spent last year going to at least three festivals a week, but even that degree of Portaloo familiarity doesn't deter him from relishing another summer full of brand new compadres carnivales. Who better then to expose the possibly religious bent of the modern festival goer and even explain what the vast calendar of events listed as festivals could possibly have in common, which is what I asked Mark Graham to do when we met at his Waterford local.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Gazman, it's the Julinator. Just to let you know, I bought the tickets for Sludgefest, as well as Chillax, Wicker World, the Inoffensive Electronica Festival, Wet Weekend, and Pimps in the Park with Timbuk3 headlining. Drop us a text if you think I've missed any. Cheers, ears.
Load up the 4x4, it's festival time. We're stuffing the chill bag with nibbles and wine. We're going to sleep inside a collapsible yurt. We've got
festivals are very hard to define, and it was one of the first things I had to do was I had to say, well, what is a festival? And, you know, because there is no clear definition of it. And if to highlight that, I got in touch with the Guinness Book of Records people while I was doing this, because I imagined that not many people were going to as many festivals as I was. And they came back to me, and not in so much words, they said, well, in Ireland, we don't think that you might qualify, because if two fellas in Wexford decide to go down to a street corner with pots and pans and start banging them together, another two fellas will turn up with a bag of cans and they'll call it a pot banging festival. And they're kind of right.
Because that would only happen in Wexford. That would never happen in Waterford.
Never, not at all. No, well, if it went really well in Wexford, it would probably happen in Waterford the next year. There's a guy, an Indian philosopher, said you must live your life as if it was a festival. And some people do live their lives as if it's a festival. There's a very good example. And what it is it's called Burners Decompression Festival. And what it's for is for people who attend Burning Man in Nevada, that they find it very difficult to go from one year to the next and come down from the festival, first of all, but then have to wait till the next festival. So what they do all around the world, they set up groups of these burners, and these burners have decompression festivals to get them through the winter or to acclimatise them back to the real world. They make sure that all through the year they still live that ethos. And the one, Burning Man, is actually interesting because some of these festivals do take on a quasi-religious aspect. And Burning Man is a great example because they have these 10 guiding principles. So these people live by these principles when they're at the festival. So they find it very difficult to take themselves out of that world.
That kind of religious aspect is interesting because obviously the festivals that most of us were celebrating as children are Christmas and Easter, and the festivals that you point to, they're not those ones in general. So it seems to be about finding something to replace those traditional religious festivals.
Yeah, absolutely. And Christmas is just a festival that went viral. But at a lot of the festivals in Ireland, you don't have to scratch the surface too much to find this. One of the first festivals I mentioned in the book, and something I started my quest with, like a night of old, I went to be spiritually cleansed, and I went to Lough Derg, which is a festival that existed in pre-Christian times. But even, say, something like Body and Soul, which is a music festival and not something you associate with religion, it positions itself on the summer solstice and around the summer solstice every year. So that is there. There's an interesting one in Ardmore as well, a Patron festival, which were festivals that were based in graveyards when people went and they dressed the graves and looked after the graves. But now it's become a community event with bands and ceilidhs and food. So a lot of these festivals already have this kind of quasi-religious aspect to them. As people move away from religion, does it leave a gap for this communal sense of belonging that used to be fulfilled by religion, but maybe now some festivals are fulfilling that for some people?
One of the things that you haven't delved into deeply is this other thing that's very much associated with that religious aspect of the festivals, or that kind of pseudo-religious aspect of the festivals, is the kind of bacchanalian element where people are drinking a lot, there are drugs taken, altered states are sought left, right and centre.
They are, yeah. I think that phrase, getting out of your head, I think is quite relevant to this, and it does happen. And it's part of the reason some people enjoy festivals, because not often in their lives, in their working lives and in the lives where they live in cities, do they have that freedom to let loose as much as they do. And I think that religiously, that kind of fits into that as well. If you look at shamanic rituals that go back way before Christian times and peyote, like, that feeds into that idea that there is a quasi-religious kind of angle.
Is it a type of safety valve then, the festival and that kind of experience? That is, you go away for a weekend, you're living in a tent, as as you say, you remove yourself from your everyday life. Is that a, something that's absolutely necessary for people in order to live an urban existence?
I don't think it's necessary, but I think, and speaking personally, I think some people enjoy that sense of community and belonging to a community of like-minded people for a short period of time, where at festivals you get what you call your festival friends, or what I'd call compadre carnavales. You know, these people that you meet at festivals, because you're at the same festival, you've already broken down some social barriers. You're there for somewhat similar reasons, and you make friends very easily at these events, and you become part of this temporary community. And the festivals that establish a very strong temporary community for that short period of time tend to be the very popular ones, and people want to go back there because they've made friends, they feel that they have ownership over it. What, just watch what happens on Twitter when the announcements for Electric Picnic go out. Everybody who's been feels that they own a little part of it. They feel part of that community. So that one, that festival in particular in Ireland has been very successful at creating that sense of community.
And seeing that attraction that so many people have to festivals has been a big magnet for corporate entities to get behind and sponsor these sponsor all sorts of festivals. How do you feel about the way that brands sort of insinuate themselves into, as you say, something that for some people is a religious rite?
It's something that I've actually talked about recently enough with somebody who was doing their MA around festivals. And we talked about the authenticity of a festival. You know, does it need to have a history and a backstory in order to successfully succeed to create that community and to become a good festival? And one of the things I find interesting is Arthur's Day. And I think Arthur's Day is a particularly good example. We've seen it. We've all witnessed it be created by a corporation and be a branded event that doesn't really have that sense of an authentic festival about it. But yet, when I was in Temple Bar, I asked people on Arthur's Day, are you enjoying yourselves? Are you enjoying this festival? And they may have been influenced by some of the free stout that they were getting. But it did suggest to me that maybe once some people are immersed in that experience, maybe it doesn't need to have that authenticity that some people do actually seek out. It's possible it can be manufactured.
Load up the 4x4, it's festival time. We're stuffing the chill bag with nibbles and wine. We're going to sleep inside the collapsible yurt.
Mark Graham there, and his book, A Year of Festivals in Ireland, is published by New Ireland Books, and he's one of the speakers at this year's Imrama Festival of Travel Writing in Lismore, County Waterford, which is on from June the 12th to the 15th. LismoreImrama.com is the strange-looking URL for that.